One of my friends, Unatim Sangana, who I've shared the stage with on Idols for many years, came to see us. Her first interview after leaving the Metro FM breakfast radio show. The interview was an overdue catch-up for us. We shared a lot about what was going on in Unati's life right now, where she was headed professionally, personally, her kids, her role as a mom, all kinds of things about the life behind the scenes of someone whom most South Africans regard as a household name, Unati Msangana, my friend.
CliffCentral.com.
Screw the top 10 now.
Absolutely. Look at you.
Do we misbehave?
Listen.
No, Cliff.
I'm so excited to see you.
I'm not. This is too early, dude.
No, come on. You were waking up at 3 in the morning.
Were. Operative word.
How good is your life right now?
Oh, guys, why didn't you tell me?
Well, we have also been waking up like idiots for too long.
So you have.
We've got Stockholm syndrome. But you.
You're living. I'm living. And it's just. Isn't it unbelievable? Like, what a difference it makes in your life.
All right, before we get into
this. This is the first time I've been in morning traffic in years.
I know. I've missed you so fucking
you
much.
You have no idea.
Since Idols finished. That's the only thing I've missed. Don't tell Sumizi. Don't tell Randall. But I have missed you so much. And
you know
to
how
see
much
you
I've missed
makes
you.
Me happy.
You know how much I've missed you. It's crazy.
Don't make me cry.
Well, okay. You know, we had that last year, so I'll deal with
number
it.
Number one,
yeah.
You're living. I've never understood how you manage to balance being a mom of two beautiful, well-adjusted kids. And
thank
they really
you.
Are. Such
and
nice
they love
children.
You and they send their love. Thank you, Uncle Gareth.
And you are this businesswoman. You've got all these businesses on the side, which
for
is why
sure.
everybody who thinks you're unemployed has another thing coming.
I love saying I'm unemployed.
I know.
I love using that as conversation.
But it gets you, what would you call it? Almost like sympathy points,
completely,
right?
Completely.
Shit, poor Unati. She's got no work.
You know, let's give her a kink.
Oh, that's okay.
I should pull that card more often.
So there's that. You've got a husband who loves you and who you love to pieces. You're like the real power couple of South
Best
Africa.
Friend. Best friend.
And you also have a lot of fun. Like, you're not boring. You've got the singing career going on. You've got your television projects that you're busy with.
You've still got
Idols on the go.
July.
And up to a month ago, you were still doing the morning show on the biggest
national radio station.
And it just seems like you managed to balance all this stuff. How did you get it right?
Cliff, you know, hi guys, sorry, how are you?
No, hello. Hello.
Hi everybody.
We're good, we're good.
And hi Cliff Central, lovers. Mm. You know we're hard workers and you know we're overachievers and we know that if we're not succeeding or breaking boundaries, we're not just doing too well. So that was driving me for 15 years and that was the first 15 years. 16 years in the industry, so you know, 16 years. And I was just, I grew up being compared, and you know this. My mom was just one of those people that's the one issue she gave me was being compared to other people. But you're not as bright as like my violin, and you're not getting as high marks as Gareth, you know. And that's when I learned to just do things that would ensure that I'm incomparable to anyone else. And then I just, like, it's been 16 years. Metro was 10.
It wouldn't be too much to say that there's kind of there's an insatiable drive, but there's this Renaissance man characteristic too. Like, you have to be the best singer. You have to be the best actor.
Yeah.
You have to be the best television presenter.
Yeah.
You have to be the best performer. You have to be the best radio DJ.
Yeah.
You have to look as good as you look.
Thank you. I love you.
I just want to say on behalf of all the other women in South Africa, I can't represent all women, but I'll represent a few.
Thank you.
Fuck you.
I love you. Actually, we can swear on the show!
Because it's unacceptable that one person should be blessed with all of these gifts.
I love you.
Mubs, it doesn't
seem... He's crazy.
It does not seem right.
He's crazy, Mubs.
You know what? It's perfectly fine because, you know, and I always say this, there's just a thing about gorgeous, beautiful people that when they're in your company, you just automatically feel better.
I love
you. You're in a better mood. You're lighter.
Thank
you want to laugh and smile.
Thank you.
It's great.
But you also know, right, we're living on borrowed time, right? So I'm trying to make this as fun and as eventful.
You got cancer?
As possible. No, we don't know. Do you know what I mean? I could walk outside and be run over by like a donkey. Grahamstown.
In
Grahamstown. And my hometown, Grahamstown. But you know what I'm saying? So I don't know when my number's going to be up. So this life needs to be as eventful as possible.
Do you feel pressure?
No. So that's the strange thing.
That's the weirdest thing about it.
I don't. That's why I just like left radio. Because I was just on some, I don't like what's going on right now.
And I don't have to put up with it anymore.
And I'm not
going to
put up with it anymore because I'm actually great at what I do. And that's just so that's, no, I don't feel pressure.
But your listeners must have been upset because you were part of their lives for how long?
10 years.
Yeah.
But that's what it was. It's knowing when to bow out gracefully and graciously, knowing when to be appreciative of the success.
Yeah.
And it was 10 years on Metro, 6 years on Breakfast. They gave us two specific mandates when we started Drive, which was double the figures, which we did. And then Breakfast, they were like, Black Breakfast has never been number one on any radio station. Do that. Be
right.
A part of history. And we made our Breakfast show the number one radio show on Metro, the number one radio show in the country. So it was a good time to just climb off and say thank you, you know, Michael Jordan style. Not
hanging on till the bitter end where people look at you and they go, oh, shit.
I'm not into fat lady singing. I'm not into that. I still want to be spoken about highly. And I think that's why it was a good time for Glenn and I just to bow out and say goodbye.
All right. So what are you doing in the mornings now? You wake up at what, 7?
No, I wake up when the birds wake me.
Because you have to take the kids to school.
Well, today was the first day. So because they've had a driver, you can imagine.
Mm.
And
well, because you and Thomas both busy.
For sure. Hmm. So last month.
They can't believe their mother's taking them to work.
No,
it's like
no.
if Lady Gaga came and picked Sia up every morning to take him here.
Oh, can you imagine? Can you imagine?
You know, and I think that should be a lie.
Do you see that?
You know, let's just make that happen. I'm unemployed. Let me pull the announcement.
So you're still up really early.
So I let the birds wake me up. And today has literally been the first day I've taken the kids to school. My daughter's 6 years old.
Yeah.
She's never experienced that. So halfway through last month, my son was like, Mom, seeing that we leave you here in the mornings, and thanks for waking us up and getting us ready, which has been great.
Yeah.
But how about you now take us to school? So I'm like, no, come on. So the compromise is I take them to school, but the driver still picks them up. I'm like, come on, dude.
I love that your son like practically bullied you into it.
No. And my daughter's like, Mom, because they also believe like I'm unemployed, like it's in their mind. So my daughter today was like, Mom, I'll see you at ballet, okay? So I've got to go watch it do 2 hours of ballet this afternoon.
You see, the biggest thing that makes radio difficult is that you're stuck to that schedule day in, day out, week after week.
Yeah.
And of course you can take time off, but then your audience get bummed with you. You don't get paid.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a nightmare. So you have to. And if you're serious about your craft and you care about doing the show, you got to do the show.
For sure.
So Monday to Friday, that's what you do. You get into
3:30 in the morning.
You get into routine.
Yeah.
Now it must feel like you've been released from prison. You're like Madiba. You're like, free at last.
You are wanted, you know, I was, you know. I'm having dinner and getting home at like 1 a.m. It's like, yeah.
Are you partying with your girls again?
I am ratchet.
Nice.
It's like my best friend. I love you, Tuma. She just SMS'd me. She says, we sound great. Thanks, Monkey. I love you. Like, I'm ratch. Ratch. Ratch.
Good.
Like, I'm doing things that I never used to do. Like, I'm drinking tequila on a Wednesday.
Mm, I love that. Now,
you know what I mean? On a Wednesday. I'm like, on a Wednesday.
But listen, I was thinking about it.
I'm misbehaving thoroughly. I love it.
Morning radio is, they're going to have every breakfast show in the country in the next couple of weeks is going to be very inexperienced. And I'm not saying that as a criticism necessarily, because things have to change.
Okay.
But there isn't going to be one show on morning radio that has more than 6 months of experience in morning radio recently.
Apart from you?
Well, I mean, we're not really doing radio, so.
And fresh, though. It's just a different station.
Yeah, but I mean,
he's the only one.
Yeah, maybe him. Okay.
He's
the only one.
Yeah. Big T is the only one.
And just by the way, so we can clear this up, because people make up stories. You don't have beef with Fresh. Neither does
Glenn.
Who
said that?
No. You know how people are.
People like to talk.
Do you know what's nice, guys?
Pick up Drum or any of those. They will make stories up about people who don't like each other, when I know perfectly well you get along with all of them.
Two things can I say?
Mm.
I don't know what's happening, because I've just unplugged from the Matrix.
I don't listen to radio.
Yeah, no.
I don't think about other radio people.
No. And then also, like, things aren't as dramatic as people want them to be. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
I'm at Fresh 97, which was how many years ago? Exactly 20 years ago.
That's a long time ago, yeah.
we all knew this was happening. Just because we didn't tell you it was happening, it doesn't mean we didn't know it was happening. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Big T, things I shouldn't be saying. But obviously, like, there were things happening on the radio show, and there were interviews that were planned, and, like, these are conversations we had with Big T, and he was happy to continue and fulfill, because guests and other artists would have been disappointed.
Right.
So stop, man. Stop. Like, it's just not dramatic.
But if you did dislike anyone, it would probably have been in management. Because, I mean, I hated management. And even when they were doing nothing wrong, I hated them.
Do you know what? I think I think hate is a... I pitied them.
It's even worse. Rather hate them, you get over that.
No. I pitied them. Because it's also like... Gee, and you know, there's a school of radio, and we love each other, and that's why, like, we could never hate each other, because we're so obsessed with radio, and that's all we talk about when we're together, as these collectives. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's not true that's all we talk about.
Well,
we talk a lot of smack.
A lot of filth.
Yeah, we do.
Of filth as well.
And we laugh a huge amount, and this is also what people didn't understand, you know, when... People thought there was stuff between you and Somizi and I on Idols.
Why?
I mean, it's incredible. People want drama. They think drama is necessary, and I kind of blame.
I study drama. I think it's overrated. I just like.
I sort of blame this. We live in a very soap opera culture. People need to feel important.
Do you not think though it's the American pop culture that's filtering into us. Mm. But
it could also just be that old fashioned, like, have you heard about her? She's been sleeping with him, and that one's that people like a bit of drama because it makes their lives sound interesting
and seem less uneventful. It's okay, but we forgive them, you know that.
Yeah, of course
we forgive
we're all capable of it, you know. Yeah. And when we're not exactly plugged in emotionally, then we can all be very guilty of stupid stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But the kids must be thrilled that you're back.
It's just so amazing. I mean, I've got so much energy as well. I think that's what people don't realize. Like, waking up at 3:30 in the morning.
Like, 5 in the afternoon, it hits you like a brick wall.
5. I'm like 8:30. I want to, like, sleep on a pillow somewhere. But you never get the balance. I've got so much energy, G. I've got so much attention. I want to be a better mom. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So we do incredible shit, man, that I haven't been able to do before. And, you know, it's just...
That's special.
I'm living. Like, I don't know what else to say. Because everyone's like, so what do you have to? And I'm like, I'm living. I don't know
what...
having a good time. I'm
getting
having
a good time.
Tequila and ballet. Stupid shit. Do you know what I mean?
On a Wednesday, though, that's very debaucherous, huh?
Listen, yesterday I went to the gym, right? Because I was stupid. Now, this is after drinking copious amounts of alcohol since Wednesday.
No.
That's the kind of life I'm having.
But
gee.
I see you...
Mommy's like, no.
I see you posting a lot of stuff on Instagram when you're doing your exercise routine.
Yeah.
And you're training hard.
Because I'm writing a book.
Oh.
Oh.
Tell me
about losing it. Black women have never had the resources or information.
That's a good point.
To like live in our best bodies, right?
And there's always this huge, like, it's a dichotomy. You've got people who say, well, it's traditional and it's a black thing to have big booty
and
be overweight,
so,
and it shows that you're prosperous and you're not thin and you're not
so
starving.
So on my wedding day, I'm in literally a panty and bra in front of like 25 women I've never met.
Mm.
Never met.
Mm.
I've just taken off my bridal gown on. Now they're going to give me my makoti regalia.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm in a panty and bra. Let me be
exposed.
Specific.
Yeah.
Lingari. G-string.
And some of these
and
women
bra.
Might not like you.
No. Especially because now she wears a G-string and she's not in a full panty stepping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then culturally, but come on, that's what it is, right? Culturally, I'm in this room of 25 strangers.
Yeah.
Okay. 4 of them are family members. The others are women of the lali, of the community, who are here to tell you how to be a good wife in a panty and bra while I'm getting into my makoti vibes.
Mm.
The one hits me on the waist. You are too skinny to be a Msangana wife.
Oh.
That's my first hour as a married woman.
Yeah.
It's that kind of vibe. And then, like, on Sunday, we've cooked 7 colors and salads.
But then you have her... So this woman slaps you on the waist and says you're too skinny.
I've never met her. Never met her. She's not a family member, so let me put that out there. It wasn't my family, them Sanganas. It was strangers.
Some other woman will watch you on TV and say, Nati's picking up some weight.
Mm-mm, she's not picking up some weight. She's so fat. She looks like a stuffed fat cook.
Is that what
and
they
And her arms, during Idols. And her arms look like they are raw dumplings still boiling and bumping in the pot. To me. Don't think they're like tagging someone else. They're tagging me at Nati.
Yeah.
What a cheat.
So what a skank.
Either way, you're screwed. You can't win. You can't. It's a lose-lose situation.
Well, that's if you're not happy in your own body.
Yeah.
So that's been my greatest lesson. Is I need to be happy in this body because this is the only body I'm ever going to get, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like when I go through like a midlife crisis or halfway through that life thing, God's going to be on some, okay, let me give you another body. No, this is the only one I'm ever going to have. So I realized, Mabs, I need to be happy in this, and this is how I'm happy. I'm happy firm. I'm happy tight. I'm happy sculpted. I'm happy with a tight waist and a thick ass.
It's also because you really like wearing beautiful stuff.
I do.
I've seen you.
She's dressed like
Cleopatra. And
But I'm a tomboy, though. I think that's what messes it up. I think because like you see me like at the like scruffiest, and then like I come out of the Idol's wardrobe, and he's like, every Sunday he's like, it's a low,
it's a mindfuck,
and I'm like, gee, they pay me, man. Like, you know what I mean? I'm a tomboy. I get paid to like clean up and wear heels. I wore heels for you today.
I'd love to see you like over a long weekend at home where you don't have to go anywhere and you don't have to dress up and you just you.
Uggs tracksuits.
Uggs, really?
Yeah, Uggs tracksuits. Yeah. Come on. Uggs tracksuits. Suits, that's me. No makeup. That's me. You know, I would get more vivid, but underwear's not a favorite either.
There we go.
You know, things need to like just breathe and just like, you know, live. Things need to live.
But isn't it also easier to keep up the body and everything else when you're not waking up at 3 a.m? Because it's. What do you eat at 3 a.m?
You can't. Do you know what I mean?
And when do you eat again? And do you move your whole clock this way?
Yeah.
You know,
so I'm driving now to you miserable, cursing you out, right? Because you're the only person who's ever going to make me do this, by the way.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, but now tomorrow I have to take the kids to school. And then like at 7:30, I'm going to be like twiddling my thumbs on some. So I'm like, so do I start training twice a day tomorrow? Because that was a thought.
Nice.
I was like, pressure?
I know.
Don't feel under pressure.
Can't miss me there, girl.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, so now do I start training twice a day before I go to the office?
I mean, you hear about these Hollywood people and they get into shape in like 6 weeks, unbelievable shape. And they're in their 40s.
Look at
and you hear about this. J-Lo.
Oh, she's disgusting. I hate her. J-Lo, Jada Pinkett. Look at Ciara. 9 months pregnant, but she looks better than all of us in this room.
Jada Pinkett's mama.
She's disgusting. Murphy. What's her name? Mrs. Murphy. Eddie Murphy's ex-wife.
Yeah.
5 kids, 49. Stop it. Why can't we all...
Nicole Murphy.
Nicole
Mess.
Murphy. Why can't we all feel like that?
Do you, speaking of 49, I mean, do you think about getting old, does it ever enter your mind? Does it bother you a little bit?
Sexy.
Really?
Sexy.
It's exciting for you.
Do you know what? And excuse me if I'm about to hurt your feelings. It's not exciting when you know you haven't achieved as much as you wanted to.
I love that.
But right? Like men go through like midlife crisis when they realize, I should have bought the motorbike. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Women like start getting like all antsy and insecure, and they're like, "Oh shit, I should have lost 15 kg."
I suppose you've been on as many magazine covers as you have. You've shown off your 20s. You've shown off your
30s.
My 30s. It's time.
Yeah, and I think my 30s have been the most annoying decade for me. I really like.
Why?
I just. I think I gave too much.
Did you ever feel depleted?
Yeah.
Did you sometimes get home and you just had nothing left to give?
Yeah. You know, of course. There've been milestones where...
What did you do about that? I mean, do you just take a duvet day and kind of recharge or
just
keep going?
Yeah.
Have you ever been burnt out completely?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Come on. It's life. But my mother's a strong woman and she's my character litmus test. She was a domestic worker. And now she's she has a master's in English and is a linguist practitioner and has done so for the Office of the Presidency at some point in her life. And now she's stepped away from that pressure and is working in a less pressurized office. my dad was a male nurse, and he recently retired from being a psychologist for the United Nations, traveling the world, healing people. And the one thing I was never allowed to do is feel sorry for myself. And I think that comes across in everything I do. So get up. Get up, make a difference, be incomparable, and just remind people of...
Like there's really no room in your family for feeling sorry for yourself.
No.
Really?
Why?
But that's important because
it's
a lot of people are raised to feel sorry for themselves.
Yeah.
And to find someone or something to blame.
Yeah.
And I don't know that it helps them.
No, because you're never accountable. And human beings that are never accountable leave a lot of damage behind them. And that's just something we were never allowed to do. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like my parents raised us in the UK.
Yeah, all the guys lived in London.
All the guys lived in London. We did Namibia for 4 years, then we did London for 8.
Yeah.
And my parents never saw their parents for those 12 years. So that's the sacrifice they made.
Yeah.
So who am I now to wake up and say, I'm tired.
And they did it for you
guys. I'm tired. They did it for the rest of the Ngai legacy. Mm. You know, my baby sister just graduated last week at Rhodes University. Thank you. She's
dope. What did she study?
Economics and journalism, and now she's doing honors. So it's just we don't have that luxury of blame shifting or just putting it there and not dealing with it. We don't have elephants in the room in our family that we don't speak about. We don't shove things under the carpet. We don't let things, you know, maybe if I don't deal with it, it's going to disappear.
We'll pretend it's not there. Yeah.
No. Do you know what I mean? If we don't have those, if I fail, then I failed at grade 8.
I'll give
an example.
I didn't know this.
I failed twice. Well, I failed once and then repeated first.
Why? Were you having too much fun? Or were you just not focused? Because, I mean,
Not focused.
Yeah, there's no denying this, like, you had the brain.
It takes a lot of effort to fail.
You did a lot more afterwards.
It takes a lot of effort to fail.
Yeah, it does.
It really does. Yeah. And it sounds like condescending, but it really does.
Oh.
I made no effort.
Was this in the UK? Was this in
no, this was in PE.
Oh, well.
I made no effort.
In PE, and the standards are low there.
Sorry.
Yeah. No.
Tech.
Give it to
him. Do you know the academia that comes from Port Elizabeth?
Him.
Let's talk Mbeki. That poem that I am an African. Do you think an unlearned black man could ever write I am an African? Tag. Porta University. University of Transkei. Rhodes.
All right.
University.
Calm down. Calm down.
Check on me.
Calm down.
Mandela. Do I need to?
You know, you sound like someone who's never been in front of a microphone before. Your mic technique is disgusting.
I know. And I forget that it's an amplifier.
No, hang on. So
I failed grade 8, right?
Right. I didn't know this.
No, yeah. So my dad says to me, so I'm like, yo, dad. Now I'm trying to bullshit a psychologist. And I'm like, yo, dad, seeing that I failed, you know, I believe in like new beginnings.
Oh.
And like great starts and starting over and being accountable. So how about you take me to a different school to repeat grade 8, right? Because there were about 4 of us who failed. I think 6 of us. We were like friends and we weren't focused. It was terrible. And we were all like the same posse. And I think only one of us passed. So we were all like, let's try change school. And my dad said no.
Oh, wow.
He said no. He said, if you start running today, you'll never stop running. So you must always run towards something and never away. You're going to be accountable for your failures, and you're going to face all your teachers, and you're going to face all the grade 9s who you were peers with.
Mm.
And that was one of the greatest lessons I'd ever learned. So now I never run away from. I always run to. And I had to repeat, and I had to sit there and have all those nuns tell me about how I wasted my time last year. And
oh, was it a convent?
Trinity High School.
Oh, really?
Brother Peter was our headmaster. Sister Cleo
did
biblical studies.
I heard that these nuns were quite hardcore people. I don't know necessarily at your school, but
I
heard from all the girls who've been to these convents. They say the nuns, these women are sadists.
We had sweet ones, you know. St. Joseph's, I went to St. Joseph's Primary School. That was Standard 5 after we'd come back from England. And that was okay. But that was still like during the corporal punishment thing. And also that was like new to me. I'm like, this is vicious. I'm like, children are being, this is abuse. I'm like, children are being beaten.
Everyone else
this
in your
class. Now with my British accent. Oh my gosh. Like, do you know, so my British accent, why are we being beaten? Why are we being beaten in class? Like, I'm going to tell my mother.
It's barbaric.
It's barbaric. This is vicious.
Beat you even more.
Trinity. Our Trinity was like, they were like hectically strict there and stuff. But Brother Peter was cute as hell. He reminded me of you, Eugene.
Did you think he was cute while you were at school?
Yeah, come on. I was 13. Prepubescent.
I mean,
come on.
Before you got married to Thomas, all your relationships were pretty much well known to us. I mean, there was Salah Sabiti.
Sammy Sabiti's younger brother.
Yeah, correct.
Mm. Shame, he hated that.
Yeah, well.
Can't he be his own person?
Have you ever had a white guy?
Yes. Come on, you know.
No, you
I'm very
down with the swirl.
Down with the swirl.
You've got to try all the different flavors at least. Just try.
Yes. Well, not all of them.
All of them.
I don't want to be easily approached.
Mabali's very proud. She doesn't like us talking about this too much, but she has completed the full color wheel.
Faves?
Done it all.
Do you have faves?
Well, yes.
Tell me.
Well, I mean, obviously, my favorite is, you know, the chocolate, obviously.
Oh, okay.
No, but I've had relations with, you know, across the board.
Yeah. Brothers love differently across the board. So
can I taste your juice?
Oh.
Indian, colored, white, black, all of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm not a hoe.
Yeah.
Mm. But she likes to try.
I was waiting for the butt, and she was like,
No. But you see, isn't it bizarre that any woman has to even explain that? Because I know you're being funny about this. You don't really believe it. But that a woman has to say this. We were talking the other day about the incoming French president, this guy Macron.
Isn't that sexy?
He's got
that
a wife.
Entire vibe.
He's got a wife who's, she's 20 years older than him?
24 years older.
Yeah. Isn't that sexy? But it's also like going on what you're saying. It's weird how we have to justify so many things when it comes to intimacy as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's one of the reasons why I want to write the book as well. I've started writing it is some woman came to me in the sauna and she's like, "Wanna help me?" So I'm like, "Why, girl?" And she's like, "I get tired." And I'm like, "Oh, during what?" She goes, "When I'm on top." And I'm like, "No, we need to put a stop to that."
So you helped this is a stranger?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I said,
"We need to put a stop to that. You need to do 3 rounds in your heels."
But what a brave, thing for her to admit to you as a celebrity. You could have been
No, but I was naked in the sauna, so I think she knew
the
kind of
the
vulnerability.
That she approached you,
do you know what I mean? She was like, "Okay, it's vulnerable to me."
I always thought women had the towel around the titties. No, you sit there.
I don't go to the new gyms because they're unisex saunas. Like,
no,
I want to be
good.
Exactly.
You want to have everything hanging out.
I
want to
be. Yeah.
You know, this is what people don't. People don't get this. One of the reasons that Unati and Somizi and I,
because we're disgusting. We are complete perverts. The things we talk about and share.
We're not perverts.
We're sexual beings.
Listen, Somizi.
Randall.
Tell you anything.
Randall.
Randall is a player.
Really? He's
that
got
man
a kit.
Is a player.
Oh, sexy
oh,
match.
What?
A
kit.
I didn't say sex kit. I said he's got a kit.
You know,
I love you, Mr. A. I can't. He's gonna kill. He will never.
He will actually kill us because he knows people who can do that.
Yeah, but that's my thing. Yeah, he does. He rolls in different circles.
In the
different circles.
Great.
But that's exactly why we have the relationship we have, because
listen,
we allow each other to be.
We all got changed around each other at Idols. I must have seen
Proverb
Unati titty a couple of times.
G-string,
Somizi's
all the time.
Ass all the time.
I promise you. Randall literally in just his briefs.
All the time.
All the time.
Everybody thinks it's all glamorous. We've got our own separate change rooms. Listen.
We actually love having the same change room.
Well, we sit
It took Proverb a while, though. Proverb would walk and go, "Sis, you," and I'd be like, "What, brother?"
No, they'd always knock. You know, they'd always go, they'd
literally,
always go
it
like
took
this.
Him a while.
They'd always go like this, and then they'd see, they'd see three of us naked or half naked, and they'd go, "Oh my God.
Guys, what's going on?"
We're like, "No, you can come in. There's nothing going on here."
Well, they'd be like, "Guys, what's going on?" And we're like, "Maybe the show is live in an hour. Maybe that's what's going on." While we're eating sushi, by the way, and chicken licking wings.
But didn't you get a whole lot of shit once for your hair?
Yeah.
There was one hair thing you did that for the most bizarre.
It was the beads wig.
Yeah, what was that all about? People were saying
it's associated with Sangomaism.
Oh, is that what it
was? And the pirates guy, the pirates fan guy. He's like the biggest fan. Yeah. He's got that beads thing. So it's associated with
it. But it was very sexy. It looked ancient Egyptian to me.
Listen, I got a longer one made. Thank you, Jim. I'm Scorpio and I'm Casa. I'm a Dalmau stereotype.
Okay. And when do we whip that one out?
When we're wearing heels, but not now.
Listen, last time you were here, we spent quite a lot of time talking about your traditional rituals and all the rest that you do every year when you go home.
Yes.
You still doing all of that?
More than once a year now.
Really?
Yeah. There's a spiritual calling there.
Do you think you might become a lot more spiritual? You might become a lot more traditional? You might want to quietly retire there one day? Not now. Obviously, you've got enough going on.
It's in the universe, and I already have been made aware of such journeys that I have to take.
But you've got a house down there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and this is probably your sanctuary.
It's my peace. It's my place of glory. It's my safety. It's my warmth. It's where my soul comes alive. I've had to accept more responsibility spiritually, and it's part of the journey. Beautiful journey. And yeah, it's there,
so
and
you,
it's a journey that I have to embark on.
Do you feel the ancestors are going to call you back at some point?
They've
and
been.
You've got responsibilities.
They've been, and I know the responsibilities, and I handle them as and when. But it's a journey, G, that gets stronger and deeper, and more intense as you get older. I know mine will only fully develop in my third phase.
What phase are we in now? Remind me.
Second.
Oh, second.
Yeah. We've still got a long time. Yeah. I know that mine will only fully develop in the demands or the responsibilities.
But
will
never those step into fat panties, please. Never.
What are those fat panties? What are those?
Ones are the ones that they wanted you to wear when you were putting on your Makoti thing.
Yes, no.
Never.
No.
That's
the beautiful thing, though, Chi, because there's a revolution of new sexiness in that realm. Do you know what I mean?
So it's
being defined beautifully and differently.
So this book of yours, have you got a name for it yet?
A Better You.
Oh, nice. When are we going to be able to buy this?
Spring, September.
Very good.
Yeah. Good timing.
Just new
clever.
Beginning.
How did you feel when you saw those cutouts of Somizi with that dance DVD of his? The one that Dance Your Way to the
Took Fitness. Pictures.
Isn't it great? Did you? You took pictures.
Yes.
He's so fantastic.
I need to show. He's amazing, and that's what people just don't get about him. And then he reminds me that he's 44. Like when you annoy him. When you annoy him, he's like, "Listen, don't forget I'm 44. Don't treat me like I'm 16."
And the men he sleeps with are very much younger.
Listen, everybody's got a time. Like mine is extremely black.
Oh really? It's
that's my weakness.
Now, if you didn't marry Thomas, could you have married one of those very dark, like Senegalese dudes?
Yeah.
Would that be your thing?
Well, sometimes, yes. But yes.
Sometimes.
Yes. Dark. Big.
But I feel like broad shoulders.
You've got to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a strong, athletic girl.
Ooh. You've got to be able to lift you up.
Like a Jimon Hunsu.
What?
Idris Elba. Now, you posted a picture of you with Idris Elba. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh.
When did you meet him? When he was out here filming?
No. Please, may I put it into context?
Please.
When did he interview me?
Oh, sorry.
Is this on your Instagram? No, we're going
to
do some.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to hear a
When did Idris interview me?
Mm-hmm.
When he was out here doing his promo tour for the movie.
Right.
Yes.
That was, what, about 2 years ago?
Yeah. But I told him I'm a good woman and I respect my.
Did he make advances though? I mean, was it clear he was interested? It's very unlike you to be coy. It's so cute. So cute. I mean, we all know that you love your husband to pieces. So this is purely.
I do get advanced on.
Of course, this
by
is
by unbelievably, incredibly attractive people.
Ooh.
Do you ever be honest as you possibly can? I know you love your husband to pieces. I've met him. I love him too. He's a great guy. Do you ever think, well, maybe I could have got married a little bit later and just played around a bit more?
He knows this. He knows this.
You would have.
I'm a good girl. He knows this. Huh. When Thomas and I got together, he's going to kill me. Mm. You see that picture? Mm. When we got together.
Is that the picture you with? Yeah,
yes, Pinterest. One of them.
Yeah, that's very nice.
When we got together, we were both out of long-term relationships. So we were supposed to be each other's rebound.
Mm. Yeah.
So we talk about that all the time. Because I was like, you're my rebound. And he was like, you're my rebound. And it was like fun. And then here we are 13 years later. But of course, like he knows, like common.
Yeah.
I had to be my a very, I had to be a very good girl.
No, I won't fight. I won't fight.
I met him in 2002. I can share him. It's fine.
We can share him.
I won't fight you.
I'm just imagining that picture right now. Huh?
So can I tell you something?
That'd be exciting. Imagine you two.
Crazy.
Unati, my buddy, and common.
So I met him in 2002, and he's stunning, and he's going to be here this year.
To do what?
To perform.
You. Oh, you!
I invited him. How else do you think he's here?
Yo.
I've told him there's this woman who's her family are desperate to get her hooked up.
Oh.
I think it would be good for her, and you're the man. And he said,
It's crazy because I've met three of my ultimate pervs. Crushes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And should be hall passes.
Okay. Who?
But then I chickened out. Because I respect my marriage so much, and my husband trusts me too much.
Yeah.
And you know when someone trusts you, you don't want to disappoint them.
Yeah.
Idris, Common, Terrence Howard.
Oh.
Wow.
The trifecta.
You don't set them up below, huh? You go right for the top.
They are cute as fuck. Yeah. My new one is Future. Because I just, you know, he's a young one.
Yes, the...
Do you know what I mean?
The rapper.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Don't know what he's saying.
Can't really tell what he's saying. Sia, what do you think of that top three of Unati's?
You know what? I was with you up until Future.
We can put him aside.
Because I only saw the Meryl Streep comparison picture. Have you seen the two?
No.
They say like Future the rapper looks like Meryl Streep. And when you see it side by side.
Good Lord,
you
that sounds.
Get it.
Show me that picture.
I like
that sounds horrible.
So, Terrence Howard.
Terrence, Common, Idris.
We got way too much in common.
Yes.
So, we're fine there.
All right, so. You say you're talking about this third phase of your life, which is somewhere away.
Oh, it's I was just explaining, which is when my children are procreated already. So when I'm a grandmother,
okay.
The women in my family live very long lives, and that's what happens to them.
Now these
gorgeous
kids of yours they're talented.
Yeah.
And there could be things they might want to do in their parents' footsteps one
for
day.
For sure.
You don't know. I mean, your little girl is such a performer.
She really is.
And she does like a crowd.
She does. She appreciates an audience.
So
I mean,
when,
who's her mom?
When I last saw,
you know what I mean?
Last saw Snazzo, he was also not afraid of a crowd.
No, no. But fortunately, this is because, you know, the convos are happening. So fortunately, she wants to be a doctor.
Okay.
And I'm using that, you know, reverse psychology thing on some. You know that you'd be the first doctor in our family.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to pressurize her that way. Do you know what I mean? Evil mom vibes. And then, but she still does gymnastics, dancing, all that stuff.
Sure.
And then my son, he's playing district hockey already. So he's got this huge tournament in July in KZN, country, nationwide, whatever. So I'm like, yes, boy. Yes.
That's nice.
I'm like, you love Ronaldo?
And it would be your husband's dream come true to have a superstar athlete in the family.
And my dream come true to momager and get that 20%. We all win here, guys. We all win. Travel the world, sitting in stands.
Is Thomas still playing so much golf?
He plays way too much golf.
Way too much.
Yeah. I married a golfer. That's going to be my biography one day.
You wanted to do that for a while. I remember you took up some.
I'm still playing golf. Yeah, I've got the Super Sports Shootout this month as well. So I'm still playing, but not as much. I'm a sports girl. Do you know what I mean? If I didn't do journalism, I would have done sports management. It was just, but my dad was like, nope, you go to university, you ain't going to no technicon. Do you know what I mean? So that's my first love, sport, being active. So definitely love it.
But I mean, what is still
burning?
And
we watch cricket together.
I think that's so boring.
Thanks,
cricket's way too long.
I mean, he's like, shut up.
Standing in all right.
He's like, shut up. You need to cut it.
You know, you were doing so well.
You know what I mean? He lost me there.
Are we at 9 o'clock yet?
Yeah, I still got 17 minutes. What's still burning?
No.
What do you really need?
Because you said, like, now you're not afraid of going into your 40s because you've done in your 30s and 20s what you've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
You've ticked those boxes. What a lucky What an amazing privilege to be
thank
able to say
you.
That.
Thank you. And it truly is a privilege, and I don't take it for granted. So
but
thank you.
You
for
are
that.
Not the kind of person who's going to stop.
No.
And you're not going to just quietly go off and become a sangoma. You're going to.
No, no. Not
you're,
yet.
You're going to want to squeeze a lot more into your life
yes.
the next couple of years. So what's burning? What's on the top of your pile of ambitions? I mean, writing a book is a big deal.
It's huge. Yeah. And I know what a big deal is from you know, following your journey so intimately as well. Two things. The one, I want to, and that's in the latter phase, retire to our family farms, and I'm a good ceramist.
So you want to do pottery?
Yeah, I make great ceramic pots. Like my mom's home is filled with like vases and pots that I've made with sculptures of naked men, and this is
an ode to Alba.
Okay, so
an ode to Alba.
The
great
world
term.
Of erotic poetry.
Yes! Right. Yes.
I can see it.
Yes. And then honestly, I want to have not a talk show, because I think they're boring. I'm not throwing shade in any way. I love a lot of people. You know, South Africans. I'm not conscious of throwing shade. I want to have a show where I celebrate great South Africans, known and unknown, one day.
But you produced a TV show not so long ago.
We produce TV shows all the time.
I know, but I'm talking about this one in particular.
I mean, now he's like reducing it to one TV show.
You produced these shows where you'd do a biography.
My
on,
story.
Yeah.
That's,
on various famous South Africans and their life story. I found the one because I watched two of them. I watched the one about Fresh.
I did that one.
Which I loved.
I produced that one.
That was superb.
Thank you.
We met his family. We, you know, you interviewed Esquido.
Yeah.
It was all about when he goes back to Botswana, all the gigs that he does.
Strict Father.
Yeah. All
yeah.
That.
Wow.
Yeah.
No.
I think you produced that.
Yeah. That's a pet project of mine. But I don't like, he knows. I don't like to talk. That's why I never do interviews.
But she's doing all the stuff behind the scenes. And you don't like to do interviews.
I don't. I hate interviews.
It's very hard to pin her down for any of this
but
stuff.
But I can never say no to you.
Well, you know, same goes here.
I love you.
So, and you know what I do think is that we spoke all the time about doing those parties that we wanted to have at your house or my house or Randall's house.
Thank you.
And we got to do it.
Because now I don't have to be up and off
by street. I have an idea though. Let's do it at Somizi's house because it looks like he's already got the infrastructure for the party. And if we make a mess there, we don't have to clean it up.
No, because he's got hired help.
Correct.
You know that he's not
like
our
lot.
Type. Yeah, a lot of hired help. Yeah. He's also got 6 cars parked in his garage.
Yeah. Okay. So if we... Yeah.
He knocked off like 46 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him at 9.
All right. So let's organize that.
Yeah.
One of these weekends.
And he hires his chef.
We do a weekend though.
Yeah.
So
it has to be a weekend.
I don't
so you
wake
don't have
up,
to wake up. Sorry, what?
As one does.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
How does one crack an invite into this group? Circle.
Asking for a friend.
You've got to become an idols champ.
With the kids and the people.
Why are you?
Sorry, what?
Now listen, are we?
No, because he's naughty. He, yeah.
What?
There's no other panel like ours and yours.
No, well, come on. We've no. Stop it. We've had our fun. Don't hyperventilate now. You're having fun. You guys have recorded all the auditions.
We've got our top song thing. Yes.
Okay, so have you done Sun City already?
We are
Wild Coast. Were you doing Margate again?
We had to.
Oh, Jesus.
Contracts and renovations.
No. Ben was in Sun City 2 weeks ago. He said it was fantastic.
It's beautiful.
Amazing.
How gorgeous is it now?
The new stuff's so good.
The new stuff's so great. They've got like an entire like new Sun City.
And
it's
they
beautiful.
Sent you to the Wild Coast.
Yeah, no, but I went to Sun City for Miss Essay, so I'm at least I feel like...
Stumped up.
All right, but you...
Oh, yes, you were judging Miss Essay.
It must be.
Yeah.
So with the... Now, it's just the three of you doing the theatre round.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, that's manageable. That's okay.
It's very okay, but we miss you.
Yeah, but look.
Like, literally, we would have moments on some, Gareth would be saying this right now. Gareth would be doing this
I got
right
messages
now.
From you, from Annika, who's
we
the
miss
producer.
You. We miss you.
I miss you guys too, but
can
you know
come
what?
Back next year?
No. Things have...
Please?
No, things have moved on. We got to... And I have no doubt that the show's going to be amazing.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be interesting. The first round is... audition phase, and we had 4 guest judges. It was Kaya, Kelly, Donald, and Fat Joe.
All right.
So each episode is obviously going to have a different flavor because it's a different judge.
Right.
And obviously, you know, we lean back to allow them to take center stage.
Sure.
So completely different characters. And then obviously it's back to the three of us.
Now let me ask you about The Voice.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched it?
No.
You haven't seen an episode?
Not this season, no.
Okay.
I tried last season.
I watched it the other night, and they had some talented people on there.
Mm-hmm.
I still think, like, their judges don't really actually talk to each other much.
Okay.
By the looks of things, but they're nice people. I like all four of them.
Yeah.
I think it's got potential.
Okay.
I don't know if its ratings will ever beat Idols.
Okay.
But what I see, I don't dislike.
Okay.
I think they're fighting a big monster with Idols. You know, if you compare the two shows,
you can't ever compare the two, and that's I don't think that would be fair to The Voice to compare the two. Idols has become an institution. Do you know what I mean? As much as people would deny
Can
it or,
I, yeah,
or
ask
love
you something
it.
About you and Thomas.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you obviously both bring in the money.
Yeah.
But sometimes you bring in more, sometimes he brings in more.
For sure.
Is there ever a thing about that?
There can't be a thing about that because we're united as one. Do you know
joint
what I
accounts?
Mean? No.
Oh, okay. Thank
no,
God.
No,
I was
no.
going to say because, you know,
no,
something
no,
went
look,
wrong.
Independence.
What did Beyonce sing about?
I mean, hello.
Bills, independent woman.
Who run the world?
I mean.
And then also, Mom Oprah also says girls must always sign their own checks. Mm. So, no joint accounts, but joint responsibility.
So, how do you do? Okay, so do you have, you each have your own accounts, but then you have like a joint account where you use for the household and everything?
No, no, no. We each have our own separate accounts.
Wow, this is very disciplined.
Yes.
Do you have to have meetings?
No, I mean, we know family responsibilities. You know what I mean? It's the mortgage. It's like rates and taxes. It's school fees. It's all that stuff. But this is how we make it less...
Because, I mean, I'm not asking
less institutional. We take care of all of that stuff beginning of the year.
But let me just clarify.
Yes.
I don't want to... I'm not bringing this up because I want to pry into your private affairs. I don't like talking about money. But the deal is there are lots of couples who look at you and Thomas.
Yeah.
And they see... a really successful marriage. They see two people who respect each other, two people who are earning good money.
Yeah.
And they think, there's a secret here. There's something that they're doing that we're not. So you say you meet at the beginning of the year and you sort it all out.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like, he says, all right, this year I'll do electricity and municipal taxes and you'll do the mortgage and the groceries. How does it work?
Yeah, you have those discussions. So we itemize everything from... From home to cars to even dogs, because dogs must eat and they must have...
What dogs you got?
Oh, gee. We've got an English bulldog.
Because, you know, black people don't like dogs is what they tell me, you know?
No, it's like they say white men can't jump. Oh, you guys have small dicks.
So well, that dead. Part is true.
No, it's not.
Since you've been...
Only people we can
swelling
refer
on
to.
That wall.
The only people we can ask actually are Unati and
Mom. Yeah. And I stood up for all the light of violence. It's a mess.
All right, so
that's what we do, and we itemize, and we say, okay, so we've got to take care of school fees, we've got to take care of this and this and this. What things can we take care of beginning of the year bulk, so that we don't have to worry about that for the rest of the year?
Wow,
and
that's
clever. It's just peaceful, man. We don't have accounts. We don't like debts. It's the mortgage.
Well,
they say
most of the marriages in the world that their fights that break out all the time is over money. That's
what
they say, right?
I can believe that because you're building a future together. And if you're not invested, whether it's financially, physically, sexually, intimately, emotionally, spiritually, you're not doing your part for the investment of the future. So, you know, let's look at the now. And the decisions we make today, obviously... turn us into we become in the future. So obviously that's
well
that
now that you're not doing the radio stuff, you could probably take a few holidays as well, right?
Yeah.
And because you're in your own office,
yeah,
for the productions you do.
Yeah.
And Idols isn't on all year.
No, and my music studio is in my back cottage.
So you could just go away for a week if you want to,
which
you
is incredible.
Now, where would you go?
Well, I'm doing we've got yes. Great. Thanks, G, for reminding me how great my life's about to be.
Come on.
We're doing Mars in June.
Mm.
We're doing LA and New York in July.
Mm.
And a bit of Mykonos.
Oh.
Wow. Sexy.
We're doing Mozambique, New York and LA, and Mykonos.
That's just June, July. Then
oh,
August.
Just June, July.
Yes.
Yes.
Then August, we do the great trek in the Masai Mara. With the animals of God.
You're going to do that whole thing?
For sure.
What do they call it? The great
migration. Yeah, yeah. We're doing that in August.
Wow.
And
I heard that the best way to do that is hot air balloons.
Yes, Yeah.
You fly
because
over
helicopters, yeah. Helicopters are intrusive to Mother Nature.
Right.
There's no point in sitting there and letting your sinus act up while these beasts literally pound dust into your nose. So it's always up in the sky, yeah. So we're doing a hot air balloon. Then January, I'm taking the kids to Mauritius.
Wow.
Yes. And then next year, February, I want to play with the gorillas in the DRC.
Seriously?
I'm living, G.
I love that you've included like the DRC and Tanzania. And
I love Africa.
Because you're...
I love Africa.
We have got on our doorstep... I mean, people in the rest of the world pay huge money to come here.
Yeah. I've done the pyramids and the Sphinx. And I've been inside Pharaoh's tomb and Cleopatra's bath. And we've had prayer sessions and all of that stuff. Our continent is magnificent. I've done the falls from both sides. You know what I mean? I've done Tunisia. It's Africa is mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. Absolutely mind-blowing.
Sounds absolutely incredible. Listen, if something horrible happens to Thomas in the next month or two, God forbid, obviously, but if it does, can I marry you? Just step in for the holidays. For the holidays.
Is this
happening? I'll be a good stepfather to the kids.
16 years ago, Gareth and I were going to date.
We were.
And then do you know who got in their way?
Who?
Nicole Fox.
Yeah, that's true, actually. That is true.
But we've moved on, we've moved on, right?
Look, I had to accept the Emmas. Yeah. You know, I had to become like that best friend on some... Okay, Cliff. Okay.
With the side eye, though.
With
like,
the side eye, some...
She didn't... she's not telling you the whole truth. She wasn't that into me.
No. We were too friendly. Wait, and then by the time we realized, we're like...
Now I have to... how did it work? Who approached who?
It didn't even get there.
I one night, we were somewhere drinking.
Is this the Westlife night?
Wait, no. So this
and
is
I just said, the Westlife night?
I turned to her. I said to this woman, listen, no bullshit now. We've known each other for a while.
Yeah,
I said,
it was suitcases back then. We weren't quite into tequila.
No bullshit. I looked at her in the eyes. I said, you... are the most beautiful woman in the whole world.
He says it all the time.
And then I turned... it's true. And I turned away and then I had another shot because I didn't know what else to... I didn't know what to follow that up with.
I jumped on him and kissed him on the cheek. Yeah. And then we've been friends since. Yeah. And he still says it.
So is it official or safe to say that you friend-zoned Gareth?
Completely.
Totally. But it was... It was the healthiest thing. Look at how well her life has worked out. If she'd married me, can you imagine the disaster?
Next thing now, they call me a traitor black. Black. Exactly. Gee, what else is there? We've had so many conversations.
Next thing, I would be playing football.
You know what I mean? I'm a wag. The next thing, I'm a wag now, and I'm friends with you know.
It would have been terrible.
I'm over Tony.
But you know I love you.
I love you more.
And I'm so happy you come and spend some time with us this morning. And
you're the only guy.
I know, especially because you don't want to wake up for anyone anymore. Not even your children.
No.
The driver could take them.
No, but I've got to take them tomorrow, so... My son was like, "No, woman, you're going to show me you love me." So
I'm so happy that you have done what so few of us have managed to do. There are a couple of admissions. Let's just remind ourselves here. You've admitted that you have ticked the boxes in your 20s and 30s, like everything that you wanted to achieve. Maybe there's some minor stuff that you didn't get off the list, but this is some incredible life that you've lived.
What an affirmation.
For the last 20 years.
Thank you, G.
You've done everything you wanted to do. You've been at the top of the entertainment pyramid.
Thank you, G.
You have more friends than I can imagine, because nobody really hates you. I mean, there might be trolls, but sure. Trolls hate everybody, sure. Including themselves.
Sure.
You have people who love you, and you've got these two amazing children.
Sure.
What a life.
I love you. Thank you.
Yeah,
truly.
Well,
let's
see when you're this old.
I don't have a radio station, though. I mean, I don't have anything named after me. With a geographic landing.
Join the party.
Well,
it's admirable. It's absolutely incredible.
If you're ever going to do a show or launch your own channel, come and talk to me.
I love you.
You know that.
I'll stand in like December.
All right.
Let me do that. I'll stand in December.
Come and do some shows. Just for fun.
Yeah.
Do them when you feel like it. You wake up on a Thursday and you're like, I don't think I'll do double training today. I think I'll go and do a show for an hour.
I love you.
Come and do it.
The boss.
Do it. You decide.
And that is how you decided.
Right?
You know.
Absolutely.
The alchemist.
All right, everybody. We found out she's done it again. A slam dunk with Unati. CliffCentral.com.